can I help you?
Hi, Joseph?
Yes.
Hey, it's Amy Nelson with Local Splash. We spoke last week.
Amy, how are you doing?
I'm good. How about you?
Good.
I'm glad to hear it. Happy Monday. I hope that you had a beautiful weekend.
I had a beautiful weekend, but then Monday started shitty, but...
You know...
It's Monday, right?
You can't take it personal. You
just... Yeah, right? That's very true. I agree with you, Amy.
You can't take it personal. You just got to kind of... You got to kind of roll with the punches. I know that's not what you want to hear, but, you know...
Hey, it is what it is.
You know, you could complain, but, I mean, realistically, nobody cares, you know? Like
exactly. Exactly. See, now you made my Monday a lot better.
See, just a little laughter brings it back around where it needs to be. If you can't laugh at yourself, you're in the wrong place. I feel like we're taking it way too serious, and I'm guilty of that a lot of times. You know, I have to take a step back and go, man, just relax, girl. Like, it's
absolutely
not that serious at all.
What state are you calling from?
Oh, okay. I don't want to hear anything about it, okay? I'm in California.
Oh, I'm a California guy myself. I mean, I'm Michigan now, but... You know, born and raised in Fontana, California,
okay,
Riverside.
I'm
from Riverside.
I grew up in Apple Valley. I was born in Mobile, Alabama. I grew up in Apple Valley. I bought a home in Corona in 2011. So I'm super familiar with the whole area.
That's
now
cool.
I'm
Apple Valley too. Yeah, I had family up there, Victorville, you know,
mm-hmm.
all over.
And now I'm in Huntington Beach.
Look at you.
Yeah.
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 How can you afford that, Amy?
Well, the thing is God will provide exactly what you need.
Amen. You know what? I am so glad that you said that, Amy, because I try, you know, I listen to my Christian podcasts and
uh-huh.
stuff like that, you know, and I try to get right. Today, out of all days, look, okay,
mm-hmm.
I know that you don't got a lot of time, but
I
just want to let you know how God sense you are. Like, I usually listen to a podcast called Small Town Murder.
Okay.
and a lot of like mystery, a lot of mystery murders and stuff
that.
Uh-huh. You know, and then today, you know, I thought, you know what, I need because my wife, she tells me too, she's like, you need to, you know,
lighten it up
to something else. Yeah. You know, like, I was trying to find a podcast.
You, so you like it.
It is. It is.
Right.
And I found a podcast today that I started listening to, and I was thinking to myself, you know what, I'm going to get a hold of my pastor and see if he has any podcasts that he recommends. But when you had said something about, you know, oh, do you?
I do.
Okay.
I have one that's amazing. So it is, you're going to download the app Messenger X.
Messenger X.
Yeah, it's Purple X. When you go in to download it, Messenger X. And then you're going to put in there the bait, B-A-I-T, like fishing bait, the bait of Satan.
The bait of Satan.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you're not leading me into something bad, right?
No. This is going to give you a lot of insight into how the enemy uses us, the good, trying to be good Christian folks.
Right. We're not perfect.
No, we're not. But those of us that are trying, you know, and really working to be forgiven and just do God's work across the board. Anyways, it tells us how the offense of being offended by others is the bait, literally the bait of Satan. It is what Satan uses to get in and dig into so many disagreements with, I mean, politics, religion, people, families, marriages, children, everything, right? We get offended and then we don't know how to move forward because we're so busy hanging on to our resentment. We don't even realize we have a resentment a lot of times.
Right.
It's an extremely effective way to recenter yourself and just take a deep dive into self with the Lord. And it's one of the most enlightening things I've listened to all year.
Okay. It's downloading right now. And then you said, when I download it, I go to what again?
You're just going to look up in the search bar. You're going to look up the bait of Satan.
Okay.
And there's multiple. You can listen. So there's a book that you can actually purchase if you want. But you can listen to what I did is I chose to listen to there's 15 sessions. And I chose to listen to him just just sharing in those sessions. And then it's like a small group afterward where it's his people and they're discussing what they learned in that lesson. He gets really deep into some of the lessons that he learned while he was writing the book. And also since then, like the book is like 30 years old or something. Like it's a really good book and it's just a really great opportunity to kind of recenter, you know, when we're feeling like, hey, I need to do something different, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. I like that.
Yeah. I loved
it. I'm trying to go into it, but it won't let me. Once I click on it, it's downloaded, and then it says X, and then it separates,
mm-hmm.
and then it just loads.
You have to close be off the phone, and then close it, and then open it again, and then you have to set up you're gonna have to set up like a little username and password, like we have to with everything nowadays. You can't ever just go into something, you know?
Okay. So, but this isn't something that I could get like on a podcast, like on iHeartRadio. It's specifically on this app.
Don't know if you can get it like that. I chose to do it this way because then it doesn't have any commercials. It doesn't have any anything else that could be distracting from what we actually want it to be, because it is a specific Christian app. So that's why
okay.
I personally
well.
Chose that, because I know that the enemy will use anything to kind of distract. But you can play it on your phone. It'll play through headphones. It'll play while, like a podcast does, while you're using other applications on your phone. It doesn't stop.
Oh, okay.
Unless you stop it.
And just so you're aware, mm-hmm. yesterday I was going through my emails and,
mm-hmm.
you know, trying to figure out what I was going to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I am going to go with you,
okay.
but I need to wait till tomorrow.
Okay.
For you to give me a call back tomorrow and we can,
yeah.
you know, get all the whatever we need to do, and I'll send
yeah.
you the money and go from there.
Okay. Yeah, and I double-checked with my department because I wanted to make sure. I double-checked with the head of the onboarding and operations department. Operations department is the one who actually does the development of the ads and everything. I double-checked. I had them do a deep dive in and say, hey, listen, this is his website. This is his listing. This is what he's got. I want to make sure we're going to be able to help him to be eligible. And they said, yeah, that you're good to go. So.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Let's make some money, you know.
Yeah,
that's what I'm trying to do.
Absolutely.
So I will definitely, you know. And you said it's going to take 2-3 months for me to see some changes, right?
Right. Some serious changes, yes. Small changes, yes. You're going to be very encouraged. But serious changes, I ask for you to give it a full quarter. I believe that you're going to love it. I can also see if they have a package available for a prepay if you want. If you want to, like, do a 3-month prepay in advance, I can see what they have available and discuss that with
yeah,
you tomorrow.
I mean, let me know. I mean, I'm very interested. No matter what, I know I'm going to go through with it tomorrow. But, I mean, if I could save some cash in the meantime, too, why not?
Okay. Awesome.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll definitely pull something together, and I look forward to talking with you. So tomorrow, should I call around the same time? Or
yeah, call me around the same time. Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
Okay.
All right. I look forward to talking with you
Amy.
Then. All right, Joseph.
I appreciate
you.
It.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Have a good day. Bye.
You too.